This is Nina Lockwood, and welcome once again to the Inspired Life Formula. You're listening to Exercise 2 of Access Inner Wisdom, the third module of the program. And this exercise is called Download from Your Future Self. You're going to need your journal for this one, because you'll be writing down a conversation between yourself as you are now and yourself in the future. That future you that's awake and wise, compassionate, insightful, fulfilled, living in total alignment of body, mind, and spirit. And if you could see it, you'd see that the way things really are, everything exists simultaneously, and everything is happening at the same time. And that's where this more evolved and future you exists. This future self has a lot to tell you. So we'll be asking a series of questions. Once you've completed those, you can begin to ask your own, whether you do it at the end of this exercise or at some time in the future. But you'll start this exercise by dropping out of your mind down into that felt sense of your being, where everything is already connected and it's already known. And you might want to experiment with changing the way that you write, the size of your writing, or even writing with your non-dominant hand. All of those are ways to get you out of your habitual way of listening and responding to what comes to mind. So if you don't have your journal nearby, stop the recording, find it, and get a pen and get ready to receive dictation. Okay, shall we begin? Let's start by having you focus your attention inward, closing your eyes, and let your body soften and come into a resting state as much as is possible for you. Take a deep breath in and out, and do this 3 times, and then let your body settle into a natural rhythm of breathing that feels comfortable and natural. Now, set an intention to receive the information that you need from this future self, that you receive the energetic download, so to speak. And do this with a light touch, as if you were playing a game where there's no need and no interest in needing to figure out how this is going to come about. Your intention alone is very powerful, and your consciousness is going to support this intention by connecting you energetically to the vibration of this future self. So as you're resting in this inner-directed, inner-focused state and connecting with this future self, ask this question. What are the most important lessons that I've learned in my lifetime? Now, you might want to keep your eyes closed until something comes to you, and then you can open your eyes to write it down. As best you can, let each word come out one by one. Wait for another. Try not to second guess it or figure out what you are going to say in advance. And don't go back and try to rewrite it. If you need to, stop the recording until you're finished. And then Close your eyes again and ask the following question. What have been my biggest fears, and how did I overcome them? Again, wait until something comes to mind, then open your eyes and begin writing. And as best you can, keep as non-judgmental as possible as you're writing. And if nothing comes to mind, just write down what you imagine your future self would say to you. Don't make it too complicated. And when you're ready, ask another question. Where should I be focusing my attention at this point in my life? And feel free to stop the recording until you're finished writing. When you've gotten as much of the answer as you think you're going to get for now, ask the following question. Is there a vision, a big picture for my life? And then take whatever time you need to let the answer come to you and to write it down. And then another question. Is there a theme or a red thread that runs through my life? What is it? And what can I learn from it? Finally, if you feel led, ask any other questions that are on your mind. They can be about anything, from the deepest subjects to those little things that you just can't figure out. And when you're finished and your download feels complete, thank your future self for making itself known to you and sharing its wisdom. You may be very surprised at what you find when you go back and read what you've written. Remember to write down any particular ahas or impressions of what it was like to do this exercise.